This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Dear God, how anyone watches that is beyond me. All right. And here's a question. We can just kind of fill in the blanks here. Bottom line, no one with a brain's going to argue. Yeah, you got screwed on the last play. Right. We come on, man. We all watched it. I don't need the NBA 2-minute report. That's just insulting. The bottom line is, I think you did a million things to lose that game regardless. And for the one town that wants the roughest, nastiest brand of basketball,
the grit.
Yeah, I really don't need that to be the fan base that wants to beg for a call. Here's the point. There's no negativity from me. I can't speak for Rico or anybody else. I told you this team, the fact they're in the playoffs, this team, the fact they're competitive, aka not the Memphis Grizzlies. This team not being in the play-in, that is an unbelievable franchise act of God. I'm good. But my one thing is, do you now want to come to my church, Enrico's church, where David isn't invited? And do you want to pray at the altar of we need a star? We've got to get someone with Cade because this whole if it ain't rough, it ain't right routine with fringe NBA players, guys, the league's never going to let you win. They're never going to respect you.
Because this style, it's not sustainable to win a championship. You know, you can make your series interesting. You've had a couple of coin flip games that you've lost the flip in game one and game four, but this isn't a style that could take you all the way to the Larry O'Brien trophy.
By the way, I've narrowed it down. It depends how much money you want to spend, but the correct color of Rico's shirt, you would need to buy the 96 count. It would be the Shamrock. Or if you go big, with the 120 count, I couldn't afford that as a kid. The 120 count, Rico's either Caribbean green or jungle green. I think Caribbean, it's a little lighter.
Well, I got to be jungle green.
Okay, we're leaving that alone, and I'm just going to go. You know what? Cameron in Sterling Heights, 97.1. Cam, what's going on?
You know, I just want to say something first. Thank you for, you know, having common sense and everything, and regarding that, as you always say, both things can be true, unlike a couple of, like a certain someone from the station, but I'll digress.
Okay.
Anyways, yes, you know, I think this shows a problem with Detroit sports fans in general. They always want to deflect blame, and they never want to acquire anyone that could be very good, at least. Like, I have people telling me, oh, Ausar Thompson is the true Robin, and I'm just like, really?
I quit.
You know what? Both things can be true. You know, you turn the ball over twice as much, and at the end of the day, you can only really blame yourself.
Well, the other thing is you shot damn near 22% from three. I mean, you were terrible from three-point land. That's not how your team can function. Meanwhile, the Knicks hit damn near 50%. Like, hey, again, both things are true. I'm thrilled this team has not embarrassed itself. They've been competitive. But I think this summer, your franchise better make a decision on what you want to be. Do you want to be the grit and grind Grizzlies? You think you're going to bully your way into something? Or do you want to get with the times here and go, okay, look, we're always going to have a little bit of an edge. We'll always play with a little bit of physicality. But we do need to kind of go, okay, foundation's been set now. Bickerstaff's got to chill. Long term, I don't think that's going to play because he's in the refs here from start to finish. Rico, 2 minutes into the game, he's looking over at the refs, and it's You can't right. do that all 48 minutes.
Every morning he wakes up, chooses violence. Right. As David put in the pre-show meeting, I don't know how sustainable that is before you just burn yourself out and you burn your team out because now it's you just think that everybody's against you. And guess what happens after you MF people for so long? They say, okay, you want to treat me like that?
Actually, it's.
Yeah. All right. Fine. Yeah. I didn't call that. Probably should have. But you know what? I'll apologize after the game.
It's just friendly advice. It's not negativity. And this summer, we'll do the shows. And look, I know what's going to happen. This town is going to shoot down every suggestion because it's just, not Michael Jordan in his prime. And I'm probably going to smash a chair.
You know what? You apparently you were listening to some of my phone calls. I'll bring up a name. No. Okay, well then who? Because here's the thing.
Let me tell you, I got a power forward out of Texas A&M. I don't know if you've ever heard of this guy. Jesus Christ. Guy's unbelievable. Guy's absolute great hip turn, drop down.
Right.
I can't wait for you to bring up names.
Yeah. It is. Because it's like, well, no, not good enough. No, not good enough. No, not good enough. Well, then who's he? Who is good enough? Well, I don't want to give up beef stew. I don't want to give up this person. Then you're not going
to
win.
You don't want to give up beef whoever you were talking to. Whoa. Like, maybe you, not call them again.
You may have to give up Durin. You may have to give up beef stew. You're going to have to. If in order to get a star, it's going to hurt. You're going to lose somebody that it may be a fan favorite, but down the line, you'll win. Because this whole we got to do it the hard way, we got to do it the Detroit way, it doesn't work that way. Even if you go back to the going to work Pistons, okay, they actually had people who can score. You had Rip Hamilton, you had Chauncey, you had Rasheed. That every night they will go out there and contribute.
The problem is the way they played; they wouldn't get to 70.
They play defense.
Yeah, a little
bit.
A lot of defense.
You know nothing about this.
No, it just look. I think you know what part of my problem is. I don't have the ability to be furious because I'm so thrilled that they're even here. You know, maybe I'm just losing my touch. But I also had no expectation of, like, getting calls. I had no – first of all, I never thought the refs were going to let this team play this way. They've gotten away with it in three of the four games, and I'm like, wow. Because, yeah, should it be 2-2? Yes. But the problem that it comes down to is you can't close fourth quarters in this league with wannabes. And that's not an insult. But Tim Hardaway Jr. or Malik Beasley or Tobias Harris, they are NBA players. They are top 0.1% at what they do in the world, but they are not top 25% in the league they play in. You can't, man, it's the difference between Oreos and Hydrox. You need the real McCoy. You want to close a game, you need a Tatum or a Brown. Right. You need a Giannis. You need a Steph. You were talking Steph Curry out here, right. And you were damn near aroused. You need stars to close. There is a reason you can't close the Knicks out. You're going with Tim Hardaway Jr. Their Robin is Karl Anthony Towns,
right.
OG Anunoby.
And if you're going to go the solo route, you have to be a superstar like Steph Curry is, where occasionally, guys, get out my way. Watch me work. You got the best seat in the house.
I think Cade has that ability in him.
Cade, but
this is his first trip.
Right.
I think there's more there. You know the funniest part? Go back and look at the one dunk he had that was beautiful. Went to the left hand. That was a moving screen all day. No call. But Cade in the pick and roll, if I can get him a big,
right.
Why have I been screaming about a stretch four?
So,
or a modern
what you're
center.
Saying is Cat, Oreos, Durin, Hydrox.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, basically. 248-539, and it's not a shot.
He's a burnt cookie is what he
no,
is.
No, Durin, oh. No, Durin. No. And Durin's 21 years old.
He's good, David, but.
He's not a modern NBA center, David. And unless you have a stretch four to compliment him, a real one, not Tobias. Look, let Trajan cook. We're going to see what this summer's about. But I hope they make a little bit of a pivot. More of your phone calls next. We're going to get straight to the people. I got to check in on Ticket Text because David yelled at me in a very aggressive manner pre-show. And you're in a bad mood again. So listen, just Ticket Text and straight to the callers. NFL draft coming up in 20 minutes. Actually 10 if you count the blitz. But we're going to get into the Lions stuff, including my favorite player that they took because they actually selected one of my Team Mikey guys. David, go ahead.
Yes, Rico, both things can be true, but come on, if that's in New York, no matter who's shooting it, they call the foul. It's so soul-crushing, he says. That is from Ryan. That was not the reason. It was the last reason we lost.
Yes.
That is Tim in Ypsilanti.
Agree, Tim. I think the way we've always approached the game is look at the game in totality, and there are just very rare moments you get to blame one thing. When you go into the fourth quarter up 11 and the other team's best player seemingly got injured again, you got to close that game out. And instead, your offense, you played scared. I thought you were playing too much shot clock too early. It's almost like you had Tom Izzo coaching your team. And you had an open look. You didn't hit it. You let Jalen Brunson clap you up again and again and again and again and again. That ain't foul hunting. He was just out there killing people. Like, there's so many reasons. Here's an idea. Why are you down 16 in your own house? But yes, both things are true. Yeah. I don't argue it. I'm not gonna let you have it both ways. All right? This ain't Burger King. You don't get it your way. You want it to be physical and don't ever call a foul and we want street fights, then you can't go to the very people you want to impugn and say, don't blow the whistle, and then go, this one time, this is a foul. I just can't do that.
Right. Give Tim Hardaway Jr. the superstar call.
Then get a superstar.
Oh.
I'm sorry. And that doesn't mean Tim Hardaway's a bad player. See, and I said this last segment for the people.
Brown pullover.
Caribbean green. All right, David, one more and I'm going to the callers.
Dana White said it best. Don't leave it up to the judges. Finish the fight.
That's it. And they will. In time, they will learn. It's a process. John, 97.1. Johnny, what's up, pal?
Fellas, I think that I have not, I'll be very honest with you, I have not followed a lot of NBA during the season. I watch it primarily when we get to the playoffs. So
sure.
I'm not familiar with all the players and all, but there's a few things that I'm an old school guy. I've been around, I saw Walt Frazier play, I saw Earl Monroe, Dave DeBuscher, Havlicek. The things that I don't see today in the NBA that I think is really lacking, number one, especially for the Pistons, is they need a true big man. They don't have a big man. Tobias is not a big man, in my mind. Robert Parrish, Kevin McHale, those are big men. Porzingis right now, that's a big man. They've got to get a big man. It would change the whole dynamics of that team. It would allow more activity to be directed towards the big man, giving other of their, and they have some nice other players, but unfortunately, I just don't think they didn't have an answer for Cat at all. I mean,
no,
that's kind of ridiculous.
Well, very few people do. I mean, that's a player that's 24 and 13 a night. He's got all NBA offensive ability. He is, all jokes aside, one of the 10 best big man shooters I've ever seen. And John, look, to your point, It's yes and no. You're never going to acquire a Robert Parrish or Kevin McHale in today's game, meaning those players just don't exist. But a modern version of them, yes, I agree with you. And, John, look, the tenets of the pick and roll are still there. The tenets of a floor spacer, a center who can drag his defender away from the rim. I mean, we could go back 25 years to Shaquille O'Neal.
Right.
Teams were trying to pull Shaq away from the basket. It just, basketball hadn't modernized enough. But, yeah, they do. You're not going to get anywhere with Jalen Duren and Tobias Harris. But again, unlike the Iser failure, this is year one. This isn't year six.
Funny when you put it that way.
That's all. I'm just,
And that's why there is so much room to grow. The foundation is set. Now you have to add pieces. You're going to have to subtract some, but I think you're going to be pleased with the outcome.
Yes. Go to Tony, 97.1. Tony, what's going on, bud?
Mike Rico, how we doing?
Good, hey. Man. What's going on?
Not much. I got a few points to make. I'll try to be concise. And okay. First thing is first, so I do not get characterized as a slappy. Yes, the Pistons choked the game away. Up 11 in the fourth, got to close it out.
Yeah.
It's not just the refs. There's no doubt. However,
okay.
Not all calls are created equal, right?
Fair.
I mean, the most
yes.
important play of the game is the last one in a one-point game. And the league flat out said, sorry, not sorry, it should be two. So I have a little trouble accepting the narrative. And Mike, I just have a quick question for you before I finish my point.
You're fine.
You said it's like sort of you're Detroit. You're not going to get the benefit of the call. I don't know if that means the city doesn't get the call or the franchise.
Oh, the franchise.
Objectively,
the franchise.
Well, but objective, But by, sorry, didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're fine.
By any measure, the Pistons are a better franchise than the Knicks. They've gone to 6 Eastern Conference Finals, 2 NBA Finals, okay, and won a title since the Knicks made the East Final.
Okay, I know this is going to sound terrible. And I, while I agree with everything you're saying, okay, so you've heard me say that to you directly, Tony. I agree with you. I want you to join me in reality for a minute. It's the reason the Dallas Cowboys get certain calls, even though they aren't a better franchise than anybody. Look, the way the Pistons have crafted their image over 40 years, some of it is true, some of it isn't. Tony, you're never going to get those calls. And if you're tapping back into that style of play, I truly don't believe you're ever going to get a friendly whistle. Is it right? No, but it's real. So the franchise has to make a decision. We can further lean into this, Tony, right? And we can be the villains and do all this. Or, hey, culture's set. We got to add some star power. And Tony, you're right. Last call of the game, it's the most important call of the game. You got screwed. I'm not running from it. I was just more annoyed. The game should have been closed out, wrapped up with a bow on it so much earlier. And again, you did everything wrong in the last 7 minutes. Now, where are you at on the star power? Do you at least agree this summer we got to make a swing here?
Oh, yeah. That was going to be my second point. But they added vets this last year, right? Schroeder, Beasley, Hardaway, Harris, guys who've been around, and they don't know what it's like to win at all, but they know what it takes to be competitive in the league, right? But they weren't going to add a Robin to a 14-win team, right? I mean, none of us saw the 30-win season coming around. I mean, I'm not upset that the series is going to end. And I mean, this was a tremendous success. I haven't tuned into the Pistons since I was 13, right? I mean, and I'm 32, right? So maybe I was 15, but this is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. And it's a true success. However, I mean, man, it's gotta be 2-2. It's gotta be 2-2. And so yes, they need to add a Sabonis, maybe Booker. I think they got to restructure that deal. I mean, $76 million a year. That's just like, that's funny money. But they got to do it. And also, I totally like to live in reality. You're 100% right. All that matters is reality. And I get you're not going to get that call, but that's be you know what, right?
Yeah. And then again, Tone, it's year one. You know, not everybody in this town gets the endless treadmill of forgiveness like Iserman, but I'm sure as hell not going to do anything other than praise what Trajan Langdon put together and how this organization rallied. I want to see what happens this summer. And he's going to get multiple summers to craft it. I'm just making a point to you. The right swing this summer, I think it enters you into the conversation amongst the top 3-4 teams in this conference.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. And you go, how can you say that? Well, first of all, Dame Lillard died last night. And Giannis may just ask out this summer. So there's one.
And it came out that it is the Achilles, so he won't be back for...
In fact, dead. So then you get to the Knicks, who you're battling right now. I think the Knicks are going to fire Thibodeau. I think they'll end up blowing up this core a little bit. The Celtics can't stay together, hashtag money, and I don't think Cleveland's real. Guys, the opportunity's there. Now, I ain't going to wait 6 years for it. But the fact is, Trajan Langdon in 1 year has accomplished more than Iserman in 6. I'm going to pay the man his respect. Kenny, how you hold up over there? It's a lot of slander.
A lot of slander. A lot of Steve Eisenman. Maybe too much slander.
Actually, not enough slander. All right, we'll get more to calls. We'll get the NFL draft stuff in the mix. Kenny, we are going to do POTUS on Derby. That's going to happen. Like the Kentucky Derby picked by Kenny Kott's imitation.
Yeah, they say that about me. A lot of horses. I like a lot of horses.
All right.
Yes, KT. Kenny Trump.
Yes.
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 KT.
KG Kott to KT Kott.
We better be careful with this bit.
All right, we'll get more of your calls momentarily. Want to touch the table, go around the league a little bit. Rico in a Caribbean green shirt today. Shout out Crayola.
Going with Caribbean green?
I feel like it is. Well, if you bought the 120 pack, it is.
Not the other.
No, not the other. Let's go to football today, please.
So let's start at the draft. The thing that everyone was talking about over the weekend didn't happen until the 5th round, where the Browns selected Shedeur Sanders. Puts him in the quarterback room with Deshaun Watson, Flacco, Pickett, Gabriel, and Sanders. But there was a lot of things going on. There was a lot of reports from CBS regarding his pre-draft interviews and a reason why he may have stumbled to the 5th round. reported there said that some of those meetings, certain teams that maybe Shador didn't want to go to, that he didn't see himself going there, he would tank the interview in that pre-draft interview.
Brilliant strategy.
A lot of things regarding Sanders in his draft. Just your take on the whole draft and what happened with him.
I'll leave it to his godfather over here, and then I'll comment second. Caribbean Green for the win.
David, I think what you saw was one of those, be careful what you ask for, because you just might get it. Be careful with all the pre-draft campaigning of how great my kid is and, oh, my camp, and we're going to do this, and we're going to change the culture. Or you just try to get the job, and then you work from within. And that's what happened, because when you really break it down, look, that's it. I think that if you gave him an offensive line, he could do something, but he wasn't great. He's a good quarterback. He wasn't a great quarterback, and he got humble. And I do think after a while, certain teams just said, we don't need a quarterback. And even if we did, we don't need the circus that comes with this quarterback.
I mean, he said most of it. I think it also is a complete repudiation of Deion Sanders and how they approach the process in totality. From barking about your kid's a top five pick, to barking about there's only four places you want to play, to barking about I'm going to interview the teams, they're not going to interview me, to possibly sandbagging interviews, to knowingly bombing an interview with the Giants. And by the way, when you pop the tape in, they ran a high school offense, and he had a ton of bad habits. He's got a long throwing motion. He doesn't have an elite arm. He doesn't have elite mobility. He doesn't have elite size. But if there's anything else, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play? Look, it's just this. The league will draft killers. They'll draft literal murderers, drug addicts. They'll draft the guy who kick dropped a pregnant girlfriend. Shout out Tyreek Hill.
Bad people.
They will. Very a lot people. Of bad people. They'll draft anyone if it can help them win. That's all this is about to me. Yes, Kenneth.
Do you think that if he would have just kept his nose down and, you know, done the work and done what every other prospect for the most part does, if that improves his draft stock?
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, because the whole circus that followed this thing was an absolute Titanic disaster.
But see, Kenny, here's the thing. Once he goes out the first round, you now know, okay, anybody who needed a quarterback has taken a quarterback. It was a smart move by the Browns. I could take you at any time, son, and the value is coming down. You went from $40 million to $4 million. And they probably... Kenny, the Browns could have waited to the seventh round if they really wanted to be spiteful and said, all right, now we'll take you. Where else were you going to go? The UFL?
So let's quickly talk about the football side of it, though, the opportunity he may get. Because, again, the quarterback room is Watson, Flacco, Pickett, Gabriel, and Sanders. Is there a legit chance that he may play this season?
I think there is, because I don't think that they have a quarterback. And it's the old thing, if you got two quarterbacks, you have none. They got four. So they're in desperate. He could get a shot, and you'll see what happens. But it's going to be a quick hook constantly throughout the season. So think of it like Jameis Winston. Jameis will come in, have a great game, bad game, back to the bench.
He said it. Jameis is a nutcase, too. All right, go ahead. I don't even want to think about him in a Giants uniform. Oh, I had a nice weekend. Oh, please don't. No.
Come on, man.
No more.
Come on. You haven't seen the internet stuff with him and the crab?
Doing little dances.
He's made up with the crab, by the way.
So let's get away from that a little bit. Let's
talk about. I hope you get crabs. Go ahead.
Let's talk about the crank.
Not funny.
A lot of crabs.
It's not funny. I've seen people with them. It's not funny.
All right. A
lot of scratching.
Get it.
What have we done here? What have we done?
I'm so sorry for this.
Kenny has ruined the show. David.
All right, let's try this again. Let's talk about the prank phone calls that happened during the draft.
Despicable.
Shador got one, Tyler Warren, Kyle McCord, Chase Lund, and a few others. I heard that the receiver from Texas received one. What is happening?
And again, it was
the DC Ulbrich, from Atlanta.
The Jets coach, who's now with Atlanta as their DC, was his kid. He's an Ole Miss frat bro. Look, it's despicable. It's just people are, look, we could say whatever we want about Shador and talk about why he didn't get drafted. Big difference picking up the phone, telling him he's getting drafted, and then telling him to F himself and it's a prank call. Nobody deserves that.
Right.
That's despicable.
Because, you know, at this point, he's already nervous. He's already, you know, just on pins and needles. Phone rings. Okay, finally. What's going on, bro? Yeah, all right. Seriously? Though it's not a crime, I really wish that the NFL would do something. because I got to think that. And David, you know how he got caught, right?
Yeah.
Idiot posted it online. We would have, because with Shador, that number only went out to the NFL teams. His family didn't have the number. No, because he didn't want anybody calling but the NFL. So when the phone rings, you're thinking it's legit. These clowns posted it. So dad, real proud dad, said, yeah, that's my boy right there. Oh, boy. Now I'm in trouble.
My father would have murdered me.
Yeah. Arthur. Yeah. Hey, Mr. Blanks, how much trouble am I in? Why don't you get to my office and we'll talk? Yeah. I mean, seriously, you embarrassed every. And then the apology, it was forced. That apology looked like I got my dad in so much trouble, I have to come out here hat in hand and just beg for forgiveness. But you thought it was all funny when you was yucking it up on the couch with your bro.
I tell you what, do you want to go to six with this?
I'm sorry.
This guy is on one about the. Please, don't tell me more. Lot of conversation.
Let's get to Abdul Carter and the number 56.
I hate you.
Quote here, he wanted to have.
I could have kept going, but.
Yeah, I wish you would.
Quote from Carter says, I don't know, but 56 sounds real good, but we got to have a conversation. Well, Lawrence Taylor says, I know he would love to wear the number, but hey, I think it's retired. Get another number. I don't care if it's 00, and then make it famous.
It's embarrassing is what it is. But it shows you most of these kids are bleep holes anyways. They come out of college with all the money in the world now. They think they got all the answers. The hubris, the delusion. Yeah, you're right. I'm going to call up the greatest pass rusher in the history of the sport and ask for the number.
Mike, all he could say was no. And yeah, he said no.
And he did.
Emphatically.
The fact that it got to that point shows you this kid is a space cadet. And I love Abdul Carter, but now I hate him. Well, I don't know what to do.
You know what? The flip side of that, David, happened. I don't know if I'm stealing from what you did. Happened in Tennessee.
Yes.
Cam Ward
wanted to get the number one.
He wanted the number one, but he was like, the number's retired. So you know how when you get there and they hold up the one jersey, well, Warren Moon came out and said, son, if you want to wear number one, you can wear number one. So he gets to get Warren Moon's jersey.
I think that these kids should just get their own number. Why try to get a number that's retired?
Lawrence Taylor's number! First ballot Hall of Famer, 6-time All-Pro, and redefined what the left. He created the left tackle. Bill Walsh created the left tackle position and prioritized it because of that guy.
Yeah, but you're glossing over his biggest contribution to society.
Cracking hookers.
No. You cut a car in half. Offense. Defense. You need both sides, son.
The delusion of some of these kids.
Ah! Okay, number one was his number. I get that. It's like, hey, is it possible? And Warren Moon blessed it. The 56, you know what? I can't be mad that somebody shot their shot.
Man, have somebody go to the Niners and ask for 16.
Come on.
You're
at the club, man.
Lions and ask for 20.
There's Margot Robbie. I'm never going to see. I'm going to shoot my shot.
There's certain numbers in organizations, like 88 in Dallas. They pass it out to the guys that should deserve it, right?
Right. It's like the 7 jersey at LSU.
Thank you.
Here, do me a favor. Here, this will go over real well, David. Just come on here. Come here. Ask for 20. Ask to wear 19 as a Red Wing. Do that for me.
I mean, maybe they were Giant Billy Sims fans.
Okay.
All righty, then. On that note, that is In Football Today.